Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening, everyone, and happy, happy Thursday. This is Ms. Foxbody. If you have something to say or you would love your voice to be heard, please press 1. If you do not like anything to say, just please don't press 1 at all. If you have any background noise, please mute your phone while you are on hold or not speaking to allow everyone to converse. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Hello, Tricky Ricky. How are you?
How you doing, Ms. Foxbody? I'm dealing with a voice going away, so if everybody could bear with me and deal with me, I'm going to talk as loud as I can, as best as I can, so everybody can hear me. How are you?
I am awesome.
All right, that's good. Well, to start off this evening, we had a wonderful turnout at the race, at the Larry T race last week. At Capital Raceway, the North versus South, New York and New Jersey guys beat up on us a little bit. But it was all in fun. The place was packed. It was a good turnout, good crowd, everything. But it was brought to my attention that some of the New York, New Jersey guys were a little turned off. By some comments that I made and misinterpreted what I said or took what I said as me trying to down them or badmouth them. So let me try to clear that up. I in no way, shape, form, or fashion was putting anybody down from up top, New York, New Jersey. or wherever they may have come from. The incident in question was the race between myself and Ronnie Bell's car. I thought the guy that was driving Ronnie's car was the owner. I didn't know that the driver was not the owner. But to me, and I came off just as a racer, not anything else. The driver of the car came off a little asshole-y to me. So as a driver, I just responded, you know, in a racer fashion, nothing personal. But I understand they are supposed to come back down here next week and do the race again with the truck that they didn't get a chance to finish. So, Mr. Bell, no harm intended. I would love to get that race over with you guys, but I don't think it's going to happen because I'm still waiting on parts. But that's here nor there. But y'all get y'all race back with the truck next week. And also with that being said, there was a lot of guys on the air who were speaking about the Mustang with the issue with the air bottle, who thought it was being sprayed, who kind of took it offensive that people were saying that they had nitrous on the car when they didn't. One thing I can say to that is, I mean, you really shouldn't. Some things are just where they are. People are going to assume what they're going to assume, but it was more than enough guys from that camp or that crew or that was with that car that was on the line last week that testified to the fact that the car didn't have nitrous on it. So I really don't see what the problem was, why somebody felt a certain way. So I hope some of that cleared the air. But, you know, we're going to see him again next week. And if it don't clear there, maybe clear it at the track. With that being said, today I want to go over some things topics for today, which would be are the so-called grudge racers becoming too scared to race? Do the racers worry too much about running parts on a car versus the person or the car themselves? I mean, the person themselves or their car. And I'll get into that later. I'm going to talk about that a little bit and see what people got to say. Again, my voice ain't all the best, but I'm going to talk to y'all as best as I can, so hopefully y'all can hear me with no problem and not over-talk me if I need to interrupt y'all. So, Ms. Foxby, do we have any callers in the queue?
We currently do not have any callers in the queue.
Okay. Well, I can't talk forever by myself, but...
excuse me, Tricky Ricky. We have caller 434. 2003, your mic is on.
Hey, what's up, Tricky?
How you doing?
Hey, it's Running Bell, man.
What's going on, sir?
Not much. Just sitting back listening.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of y'all conversation yesterday, and seemed like you got a whole lot of action about to jump off here in the next week or two. Or
yeah.
Like in this month.
I'm kind of looking forward to it, too, man. I really wanted some action when I was up there at Maryland, but I asked a couple of guys, and nobody wanted to run.
Okay.
I don't know if they were scared, or I don't know what their problem was, you know. But, you know, I thought that was supposed to be all about when, you know, coming up there and running the guys from New York, New Jersey, or wherever they was from. And I had asked a couple of guys, and I had other people, you know, go around and ask a few guys. I couldn't get a race, so, you know, I just sit back and enjoy it myself.
So with you saying that not happening to you, do you think that go hand-in-hand with the topic for the day, are the so-called grudge racers becoming too scared to race?
I think, they can, a lot of them get on this phone, they'll talk a lot of you know, talk a lot of shit, and then when it comes time to get busy, you know, they'll take a look at your car because your tire size ain't the same as theirs, you know. Then, you know, they want to back off you, or they want to skip you out of a race, or they want to try to buy a race, whatever, you know. But, you know, it's all good, you know, because like this guy, I got to run him, Platinum Mustang, I got to run him late tonight. And everybody, for some reason, everybody seems to think that this guy's going to whoop me. I mean, that's all good. But in my mind, I'm going to whoop Sherry. And I'm looking for the gap band to start at the 60 foot. And I don't think, and I got to run him a quarter mile.
And, a quarter?
Yeah, I'm going to run a quarter, yeah. He wants to run a quarter, so. They think my car won't run in a quarter. They said laying down after the 8th mile. So I guess either he's going to whoop me in a quarter or I'm going through 2 or 3 car lengths in front of him.
Okay.
So I ain't scared to race, though. But, yeah, maybe you get
even with that said of what you just said about, you know, somebody come look at your car and y'all may not have the same size tires and they try to stick you out of race. So that even goes back to people trying to race parts and not,
yeah,
you know, the actual competition.
Right, right. You know, I didn't, when they wanted to, the guy wanted to run me down here and didn't with it, I didn't ask him what size tires he had. I didn't ask him whether he was a big block or a small block. I didn't ask him how much nitrous he had. I just, when he stepped up to the plate, I said, yeah, we can do it. We can run heads up quarter mile if you want to. And I said, well, we'll run for $500 or better. And it makes no difference. And I like the fact that they didn't see my car run. And they figured they could get past me. Well, I'm going to be right there with you. So let's do this.
Right. Yeah, that's something that I deal with quite a bit. You know, people always want to come up to you and say they want to race you because they may have seen your car or have seen a time that you put up, you know, and they feel as though they could be what they see.
Right.
But then at the same time, they kind of hesitant and scared to really lock you in, you know what I mean? Or they want, like you said, stip you to death.
Yeah. I mean, it's right. This guy, he didn't try to step me to death, and I asked him for a lock in, and he locked it in, so we're gonna get it on. It won't a whole lot of, you know, you got to do this. You can't spray but one stage of nitrous. We know you got two systems on your car, and everybody think I spray two stages, but I only spray one. It's two systems, but you know I can only spray one at a time.
Right. Well, I think I caught the tail end of that call last night on the GRF call. Was you setting up something with G Money?
No. The boy that Wicked Bear was talking about.
Yeah, with the Nova.
Yeah. I told him, you know, Wicked Bear wanted me to run him, and I said, yeah, I'll run him. I mean, I'm not scared to run him. I said, I'll run him, you know, but it's gonna be a head up, 8th mile type of thing, you know. And I told him, you know, go ahead and set it up, and we can do it. Whoever wins, wins.
Right.
And you know this car. They say, well, I don't know G Money's car, and I don't think I never seen it, but they said it was in Richmond last Friday night, and. I wasn't up there. I had an eye operation, so I was at home. But it is what it is, you know. It's a grudge race, you know. And I figure, you know, I just sit back and I look at me and what I do with my car, what it can do, and if I can get the right race out of anybody, you know, then I won't mind nobody. You know, if I know. That your car is 2/10 faster than I am, and I can't beat you head up. I'm not going to ask you for everything in the world. I'm just going to say, look, you give me the back tire, and we can try this an 8th mile. You know, because I know me, and I know my car. I know what my car is going to do. So,
well, I think a lot of that has to do with there really aren't too many gamblers that's trying to grudge race. And, you know, back in the day and down south, should I say, you know, you got a lot more people willing to gamble on the race. And what I do see up here is just what my topic is about today. You know, people trying to race parts of what you have and stuff like that. And not just say, you know, they might look at your car or whatever and say, all right, let's race, or not even see your car and walk in and say, let's race.
Right.
You know, some people do got different preferences. I personally like to see a car. I'm not going to ask you a whole bunch of questions, but I just like to see the car first before I make a decision on whether I'm going to say yay or nay on what I want to do.
Yeah, but ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want to do. And I like that, too. I would rather, you know, see a man's car and let him know for sure that, yeah, I'll run you. You're right. I ain't got to ask you a bunch of questions. All I need to do is look at your car. You know, I want to know who and what I'm racing, you know. And you know, we can go from there, you know.
So is your race on the 25th at VMP?
My race, locked in race is on the 31st at VMP at Ladies Night.
Oh, okay. So are you doing any racing next week?
I want to go to Brown's thing, and then I'm coming to Maryland. Up there to Monsterdom thing up there.
Okay.
I'm gonna be kind of busy for the next 2 months, 3 months, something like that. Yeah, because I'm supposed to go down to the Indian reservation down south there, and we're supposed to be having a thing down there. So I'm going down there. Hopefully, I can get a race with Tony Bynes and one of them small blocks he got down there.
Okay.
One of them small block Mustangs he got down there. I don't know if they're gonna come off or not, but I've been thinking about it, and maybe it'll come off. I don't know.
I got you.
Yeah.
So are you, you said you was going to William Brown race next week and then trying to come to Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get down there to Dinwiddie myself next Saturday.
Okay.
Now you've been down there. I got quite a few people asked me to come down there, but just the commute itself with me working is, you know, kind of hard.
Right.
But I'm gonna try to get down there. What all is supposed to be going on that race?
I don't know. I think Slim is supposed to be running somebody, and I don't know if Slim gonna be running Ken and Beecham or who, but he's supposed to be running somebody that day. And he's supposed to have some grudge matches down there that day. I really ain't heard too much on the internet to know, you know, who gonna be racing who, and you know, but it's supposed to be nice from what I understand.
Okay. Yeah, it's been real quiet on the internet. Not a whole lot been going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Larry T race wore everybody out or what, but it's been quiet.
Yeah. It has some nice cars up there though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Wickenbird trying to get on your case too last night?
Wickenbird. Me and Wickenbird go way back. I think it was last year, Wickenbird gave me the back tire, and I knew Wickenbird was having a problem with his car, so he wanted to run. So I said, okay, you can give me the back tire, let's go 8 miles, you know. And the result was what I thought it was going to be. I was going to whip him, but now he got his car fixed, and he wants to try to get his money back. So I said, okay, I'll give you the same, give me the same race, and we'll do it again, see if you can get your money back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Ms. Foxbody just let me know that we have Mr. William Brown on the line. Ms. Foxbody, can you open William Brown's mic?
Yes, William, your mic is on.
Hey, how you doing, Tricky?
What's going on, Mr. Downtown Brown?
I'm at work like usual. I wanted to make this short and sweet. As everybody know, we having a race for Burt Jackson and Memorial of Burt Jackson. Burt Jackson Memorial Day Extravaganza and VMP May 25th. We got a 490 class paying $5,000 total purse. We got a bracket race paying $2,000 total purse. We got going to be testing, tuning, and grudging all day long. We got separate lanes for the class races, which we're trying to get. The way I got it scheduled is that the class races is going to get out of the way. Probably I'm going to start running them about 2 o'clock. So probably about 4 or 5 o'clock, you know, lanes should be clear, which we are specifying lanes for different categories and different, you know, testing tunes. Then we got locked in grudge lane, the pro stock guys. Pro stock thing looking a little funny after that thing happened in MRR. You know, they're going through a little separation deal as far as those ADR or XDR pro stocks. But I'm hoping the guys will still come out, the guys that say they will come out. You know, I'm hoping they do. If they don't, we still going to have a great time with what we do, grudge racing and class racing, and try to bring everybody together. You know, it's just like we used to do when it was alive.
Okay.
Locked in grudge racing is, I got it's Virginia Slim, which is me driving, and Tony Bynes giving him the brakes. It's me with my car, Blue Chip, the Grand Am, giving Tony Bynes the brake and the back tire. I got my brother, Malibu, the Jigaboo, is giving Pee-wee from up New York. We running heads up.
Tony Bynes, you racing?
The Moneymaker. The Moneymaker.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
And then we got Jim Teachman. I'm going to give the old Jacks the back tie. It's a get back race from down the Outer Banks when they ran heads up and Jim Teachman came out on top. So that was the deal. If they run heads up and Jim beat them, then he got to give them the back tie the next time they lock up. So they're locked up. And we got a lot of, I mean, man, we probably got 50 or 20 local guys that have been thrashing and getting their stuff together. You know, guys that run on this end from anywhere from Dinwiddie to Outer Banks, you know, that normally follow us and you know, go to all our races. These guys are locked in. I mean, it's going to be some good races going on. You know, if you see anything, you're going to see some good racing and friendship and fellowship and everybody. And it's all for one guy. For everybody to come together and, you know, celebrate one guy, you know, so that's what I'm trying to do. And then we're going to pack up Sunday. We're going to pack up and go to Larry T race like we normally do.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up.
Hey, Brown. Brown.
Yes, sir.
Did you say you was having class races?
Yeah, 490, paying $5,000. That's the biggest purse that ever been paid for any 490 class,
right.
And we got a regular bracket race, top ET bracket race, paying $2,000 total purse. So if you don't, you know, we try to open it up for everybody. You know, if you don't grudge race, come class race. And all in all, it's for one purpose, to come and have fun and enjoy yourself. And, you know, it'll be something to talk about years and years to pass.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I was
talking.
I was thinking that maybe you was having some like a index race, but you having a class race. The only thing you have is a 490.
Yeah, that's the only thing. We didn't want to have too many cars and, you know, too much going on and not being able to finish the race. You know, it's a couple of races we done been to. You can't finish the race. Too many cars, stage lanes too fat. And, I care about my test and tune guys because these guys have been thrashing trying to get their car together, you know, for our race, just because they love the race or come test their cars or they talking trash with their homeboys. So I got to, you want them to go ahead and race and get a chance to race and not be complaining, not be jammed up in the staging lanes and all that. So I'm trying to limit to what's going on so everybody get a chance to race and enjoy themselves.
Right.
Hey, William, did you hear my topic for today, William?
What you say?
Did you hear the topic?
I can't hear you, Tricky. I know you got a horse. You got a horse in your mouth.
Yeah. I was asking, did you hear my topic for today?
Yeah, say that again.
He wanted to know if you heard his topic for today.
Oh, have I heard this? No, I didn't. I just got on. Like I said, I'm at work, so I always listen to your show, but I try to keep your background noise down and, you know, and just listen and chime in on the show.
Well, the topic is the so-called grudge races becoming scared races, and these so-called grudge races worried about racing parts and not the actual car. Do you feel as though that's a legitimate argument for our area?
Yeah, I mean, and I look at it as me being a younger guy raised up and watching, you know, a lot of you older guys and stuff race up and down the East Coast. If you want to race, you're going to race. If you know what you're looking at or know what you're dealing with or know who you're talking to, then you know what to expect. You know, I'm not going to go out there and talk trash to the old jacks with my car because there was no comparison, and I would be stupid for doing that. Yeah, it might be a race to give me a spot, but why should I do that? There's plenty of other cars that I can deal with that's in my category, that's in my league, that I can pick races with, and it'd be good races. And we can run and we can have fun and, you know, no hard feelings. But, I mean, I always say stay in your league. You know, if you got to go outside your league, that means you done beat everybody inside your league. But until you beat everybody within inside your league or in your boundaries, stay in your league and run who you can run, who's going to be a good race. Don't pick on the little guys. You know, pick on somebody your own size. That's just my opinion.
Gotcha. And lastly, you made a comment about the pro stock cars and something that happened at Maryland. Could you touch on that for a minute so we understand what you're talking about?
I don't want to get in detail because it's a little internal, you know, XDRL. You got pro stock split up. And as y'all guys know from up north and, you know, me being a child going up to the Mountain Motor Pro Stock, I mean, you're talking about 30 years that you never had heard of anybody canceling the Mountain Motor Pro Stocks. You know, and they got a little internal thing going on where you got the group is split. You got the guys that want to run XDRL, and you got the guys that want to run ADRL, and you got the guys that run both, and then you got the guys that won't run, you know, either run one or the other. You know, they're not going to run the other sanction. So they're kind of divided now, and the car count has been down for ADRL, XDRL, and, you know, due to Royce talking to Royce, the car count was down. You know, a lot of guys commit and say they're coming, but as it started going along, people started backing out. You know, they said they ain't coming because of this reason. They ain't coming for that reason, which, like I said, I can't get into detail because I'm not a pro stock guy, but I know it's an internal thing going on, is separation. And you know what I'm saying? Like I was shocked when I seen it on Maryland website that they were going to cancel the pro stocks. I mean, that, like I say, I'm 35 years old, and I've been going up there ever in Bowen on Wednesday nights from Mountain Motor Pro Stock.
Right.
So,
okay.
I mean, you know, I'm trying my best working with Sonny Leonard and, you know, working with some of the guys. You know, I'm going to try my best. Some of them said they're coming. You know, some of them won't return the call, or some of them, you know, won't give an answer. But it all depends on who shows up, and, you know, that's where their heart is at. If they're going to show up, they're going to show up regardless of what's going on. So that's how I look
at it. Right.
You know, right. And I hope the guys do work out their differences and show up for a good cause, because that's what we was attending. You know, we was attending for them to come and have a good time and, you know, do the little shootout thing for Bert and, you know, being a part of them and their class, you know. But if they don't, you know, I tried my best. I did what I could do. I was just letting y'all know a little inside thing, you know, that I had the knowledge of. So
right.
So I don't want everybody to get there and be like, oh, man, you ain't got no pro stock. You know, there's nothing I can do about it, you know. I did like I'm supposed to do as a promoter and as a friend and, you know, and called them and asked them when they show up. And like I said, you got something to say, yeah, we coming, or something to say, yeah, we ain't coming, or can't come, or, you know, we don't know. So, you know, I don't like keeping people in the dark. I like letting everybody know what's going on. And, you know, I'm not trying, me and my dad is not out there trying to rob nobody for no money. We out there to promote a show, and we promote the show for a good reason, especially for Bert, you know, and his daughter. You know, he got a younger daughter. I think one of them already finished college, and he got one coming up. And I had called Miss Vanessa when the idea came in my head before anybody even knew anything about it. And she said, you have my word that I will be there, and I'm glad that you're doing something, because it was time. And I told her a great portion of the proceeds, you know, what we make will go to her. And I'm also going to be presenting her with a little something, you know, in Bert's name. And, you know, and she said, well, whatever you want to do, it doesn't make a difference. You know, regardless, we still going to be there. And, you know, you and Bert were friends. You know, you, your dad, and Bert, all y'all was tight. So, you know, I don't want nobody to get the misconception that I'm doing it to make money off of it. Sure, I'm promoting
race.
Yeah,
you know, that's what black people going to think first, boy.
Right. Yeah, you know, sure, we having a race. Sure, we going to make money off of it. But I'm going to make sure that I do the right thing like I supposed to do, how it came up. You know, how the idea came up. That was doing something for his younger daughter that's getting ready to go in college. And hopefully we can turn it into an annual thing. It's something that'll happen every year, you know, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One other question. Do you think shootout races will bring more action to our area? I've been asking this question quite a bit and haven't really gotten it off the ground. I was trying to do a race myself, but just because we don't have a whole lot of grudge fest or grudge racing going on, just figured maybe a shootout type racing will get a lot more people involved. So let's see what your thoughts were on that.
I think it's good because I tried to do something for our race. You know, I was looking at certain cars and comparing those certain cars. Yeah, all of them might not be back half, but from what I see and what everybody else sees, if you see these cars run, you know, you would say, yeah, that is a comparison. That's a good comparison. You know, depends on how the car is set up. And that's back to your topic. You know, don't care how the car is set up. You got a chance, you go after that guy. If you don't, leave him alone.
Right.
And I think I thought the shootout was good. Because regardless, it's still race. It's still drag racing. Grudge racing come from drag racing. Class racing come from drag racing. You're putting up money, to win a pot.
Right.
That's what racing is all about.
Right.
You know, but some guys don't want, you know, they talk trash on, they want to run this guy, they want to run that guy, and they want to run this guy. But if you put them all in the shootout, no, we don't want to run like that. That's just an excuse not to run who they say they want to run.
Right, yeah.
It's almost like a dog, you know. A dog, when you train him some way, you put his face down in, you know, whatever he left behind. And if them guys talking, you know, you put in their face, if you put, say, okay, I'm going to lock up four cars in the shootout, two of the guys that you want to race. That, or you've been talking trash. And then that guy said, no, we don't do that. We just race straight up grudge racing. So, you know, the whole time they've been bullshitting about what they've been saying. They just talking and hear themselves talk.
Right. Yeah. You're exactly right about that. Because if JC had made it and up the Capitol last week, I talked to Marcia, and Marcia was going to put JC on the New York side just so we could line up together in the first round for the shootout that they had. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even though he's from Virginia, Richmond, not New York or New Jersey, but just because we wanted to race, that's how we was going to set it up, just to get the race off in the shootout.
Right.
But that's not the same agenda or the same way everybody look at it. But I appreciate you coming on. I know you said you had work. We got a couple of callers on the line. I don't know if you can stay with us or not or whatever. But
yeah, I'm definitely gonna stay with you and listen. Like I said, I listen all the time. I just don't say nothing because I got a little background noise when I'm at work most of the time. And I thank you for having me up here, Tricky. And, you know, and I appreciate all the guys that's trying to get their cars right or that's bringing their family to come hang out with us the weekend. You know, and if you can't, it ain't no hard feelings. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, hopefully maybe next year, if it's an annual thing, maybe next year we'll reconcile our differences and you'll come and join us and have a good time.
Right. Hey, the one thing that we didn't say was, what time does this kick off, and what's the timetable for the race, for this event, should I say, not the race?
What you say, Ricky?
What's the timetable for the race? What time the gates open? What time the track closed? Stuff like that.
Oh, the track. The gates open at 10 o'clock. Test and tune. And qualifying for class racing will start at 12. Eliminations start at 2 and 2:30 for your top ET and your 490. And as we all know, Dinwiddie closes at 11 o'clock. We maybe can run past 11 o'clock an hour. So if you're going to get it, go ahead and get it in while the track good, weather's good, you know, and the track is open. And another thing that... I think I heard briefly on somebody telling me, but I don't know how true. You might have had a little incident at Dinwiddie a while back. I don't know how true it is.
It's been more than once.
Right. And I addressed that to Alan,
okay.
As far as tech and things going on with the grudge world. And he seems to understand where we're coming from. The tech is, we're not cutting corners on anybody's safety. You know, your
right.
helmet, your coat, your pants if you have to, your gloves, all that stuff is for your safety. You know, they're going to make sure your seatbelt's right. They're going to make sure you ain't just pull a car out the junkyard and going to bring it out on the track. Because if you pull a car out from the junkyard, bring it out on the track, you know your car leaking. If you know it leaking, that's going to mess up the night for everybody else because they're going to have to spend an hour and a half to clean it up.
Right.
So we're trying to keep that to a minimum, but the tech is not going to be as strict as normally be. And we're going to talk it over, and if you ever have any problems with it, come see me or my dad, and we will address it as soon as possible, right then and there. But I have talked it over with Allen, which is the track manager, and he said you're just going the major safety parts of your seatbelt, your helmet, neck brace if you're running fast enough, your gloves if you're running a certain speed, your pants if you're running a certain speed, and your jacket, you know what I'm saying? If you're not
right.
running that certain speed and it doesn't require that, then you don't have to worry about it. You just come after the time.
Okay.
All right. Excuse me, caller. Excuse me, everyone. Big George, this is Mike Yvonne de Forge. How are you doing this evening?
How are you doing?
Great.
What's happening, Rick?
What's going on, George?
What's going on, man? Just sitting back. I just got on the phone. Who was that we just talking on, Rick?
Mr. William Brown.
Oh, okay, Mr. William Brown. How you doing, Mr. William Brown? What's happening?
How
the topic? All right, what's happening? What was your topic today, Rick?
The so-called grudge races becoming scared races, and the so-called grudge races too worried about racing parts and not the person or the car in question.
Okay. Well, I mean, grudge races, you could keep a feeling apart, but God's just not... And I've seen it Saturday. I mean, God's just not grudge. There shouldn't be no comparison of what size motor, what size tires. I mean, that's just an excuse. I mean, I said for a lot of people, said when I ran Troublemaker, I was a fool. But it wasn't a fool because I keep it straight. I mean, you are entertainers. You're doing a show or you racing. People want to see a good race. They don't make it. They don't make a difference whether it's a blown out race, a good race, a head of race. That's not it. I mean, girls racing is what it is. Girls racing. Anything can happen. Everybody had their opinion. And to the voters, I didn't lose a lot, but I lost mine because I felt that I could put him in trouble as far as talking smack to him. It's like people say smack don't go with girls talking. If you don't have smack talking and getting on people's nerves or whatever the circumstance might be, it's no fun to the girls' game. And I have raced a lot of guys out of town. Like I said, when I used to go with Spence, I could be a dude that actually induced me to girls racing as far as the tracks. And he didn't never worry about whose car was bigger, who had the bigger tire. He wanted to race. So, I mean, these guys need to stop pointing fingers and who car got this. Whatever a joker got in his car is what he could afford. So that's the circumstance we'll go with it.
So,
everybody worrying about what somebody got or what bigger motor they got don't make no difference. A race is a race. If you can't beat that gentleman, you back up and you stay away from him. So,
yeah. Well, that seems to be the general consensus of it, but still, you know, I guess because you got so many people who talk so much shit, and then when it get time to really get down to it, then it's, oh, no, well, you got this and that and blah, 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 blah. And as I said, they worried about racing parts and not the actual car or, you know, or the driver. And that was a point that you made with stepping up to run the troublemaker, because you said you felt as though if you put pressure on Travis, then he would buckle and, you know, maybe you had an opportunity to win a race. So, but he didn't got wind of that, and he said he's going to show you come to 26.
Yeah, I mean, I want to run him again because, I mean, I felt the race my car broke, and that's another thing, too. I mean, I paid for it because I thought my car was right, you know, and I tried it right off the trailer, and it wasn't right. And that's what I had to pay him, but I wasn't mad. Well, yeah, I like to run Travis, you know, with no rules, no stipulation. And, I mean, same race, same money. And we don't stipulate when I can leave. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still going to run him regardless because I felt he can't take pressure. So, I mean, that's my whole shot. Like I said, I like to run him again to 26, right off the trailer. No shakedown, no nothing. I'm going to try him the same way again, same race, but only thing will be different. Stipulations is I can leave when I get ready. That's the only. I mean, it ain't. And when I try to explain the trailers and people the girls race, if you get in the break, it don't make a difference. You can't give a man a certain time to leave and when to leave. Come on, you can stay on a two step for five seconds. So it's really no challenge. So I mean, you know, Travis want to give me that race. Like I said, I like to race him again. And I'm gonna see if he can drive. I just don't feel under pressure. He can drive. Not nothing bad to say about him, but the pressure I'm gonna be putting on him. I know you. I feel I'm a different dude, a unique dude. So I'm gonna give it to him in full. If he can drive, he beat me. I'm gonna shake his hand.
I got you. Mr. Sean.
Sir.
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, man, nothing much, man. Just sitting back trying to enjoy your show right here. Like to thank William Brown for putting on such a good show. We got a pretty serious show going on here on the 25th. I got to go down to Orangeburg, so sorry I can't be there. But if he'll text me an address to mail my donation to the scholarship fund for my business, I would be more than happy to mail out some money out on the young lady's behalf for a college fund or whatever. But, you know, just sitting back, man, just listening to the show, that's about it.
Okay. Any comment on the topic for today?
I mean, like someone said earlier, you know, the gossip factor is like killing the racing, man. I mean, because at the end of the day, when you say you're going to run this person – you know, on my behalf, you just say, if you're going to run Big Sexy, you know, everybody, first thing people saying is, you know, oh, that's a 900 cubic inch motor. You know what I'm saying? You're stopping the racing with that because nobody really wants to go up against that. You know what I'm saying? If you got a back gap or whatever. So just the gossip factor is just killing the racing because, you know, if you feel that you got a chance with this man, you go out there and you try it. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it's just, you know, that's the biggest thing, I mean, because, you know, long time ago, if a man thought he had a chance, he went out there and raced. I mean, you know, they were still gossip back then, but it wasn't as bad as it is now. You know, everybody with a back half car, everybody's got a 900 cubic inch motor. Everybody's got a fiberglass body, you know, that type stuff. And everybody's running, you know, 4.0s or 14s or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's car is not that fast, you know. So that little bit of gossip right there, it deters the racing. And for the smaller guys that that'll be willing to get into, like, a back half shootout and say, okay, well, let's race, they don't want to – they really don't want to see some bus come because they're like, you know, that car's fast, and it's real fast, you know. So, right. I mean, that scares up a lot of the racing.
All right, well, this was something that I've been wanting to ask you for a minute, and been having a little – had a complication with the show and so forth. There had been some talk about this the controversial difference between back half cars versus, say, old-school style back half versus this new style stuff, and they use cars as an example, say – the difference, say, between maybe your car and, say, something like the Beast or, I guess, Little Mo car and the Beast or something like that.
Right. Well, really, the only difference back in the day, back that car was basically, the car was tuned basically from the seat back. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, the front end was kind of like original General Motors products, you know, that type stuff. Thinking back to when my brother and my cousins, they had the Black Widow car back in the day, that car was basically had drum brakes on it forever, you know what I'm saying, until probably right before they got rid of it or whatever, and didn't have drop spindles or anything like that on it. But, you know, as everything in life changes, I mean, things have changed. I mean, you know, back when one time I broke my car, they weighed 2,400 pounds or so, and they're much lighter now. So everything in life's going to change. I mean, you know, with back halves now, you know, they are basically, they have like a little clip in the front. My car has basically an aftermarket front end up in the front of it, kind of like a K member on a Mustang. So, you know, basically everything in life, it changes. I mean, it changes for safety reasons. It changes for durability. I mean, you know, you don't want to try to go out here and go this fast with the old school front end off a General Motors car. You know what I'm saying? So, the back halves one time, you know, they were all steel. Now everybody's going to fiberglass and carbon fiber and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's just the sign of the times are changing, man. I mean, everybody wants to go faster. Everybody wants to be lighter, you know.
Gotcha. So if he was to do a back half shootout, then how do you determine what kind of cars to allow or not to allow in the shootout if, as you say, back in the day, it was either, you know, behind the seat back. Now, my understanding from a back half is firewall back, and then you have to have, say, 3 feet of the original frame in the front. But as you just said, some cars don't have an original frame or, you know, they are done, got a clip in the front, like I guess for a Camaro, it would be like a Smith Racecraft front end or something like that.
Right. This is what's happening with those cars, Ricky. I mean, back in the day, you know, a lot of people, you had your backyard chassis builder, you know, doing the car. Or some guys even did the cars themselves. Now, everybody's moving on to the high-dollar chassis guys, you know what I'm saying? So these high-dollar chassis guys, they really, really don't have the old-school concept of a back half car. So basically they're taking, you know, okay, you got to have a little bit of a front clip up there, okay? We're taking that. And we're making the rest of the car basically almost like a pro mod car. I mean, which there's nothing wrong with that. Once again, that's the sign of the change. If I was to have a back half shootout, I'm kind of like an extreme guy. You know what I'm saying? So if I was to have a back half shootout, I'd let everybody get in. Everybody who wants to race, get in. I mean, if you got Michael Martin in there, you got us in there, or you got the Beast in there, whoever wants to get in there, let them get in. One thing about my shootout is that when I do a shootout, basically I don't charge an entry fee.
Right.
And with that, you know, you're just taking a chance at free money. You know, so, I mean, the shootouts have been pretty successful for me when I do my races and stuff. But I don't believe in crime. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody that was at the little back-half shootout there in Dalton, I ended up, first round, I ended up getting the Shadow. And the Shadow shook the tires I got by. Next round, I got the Beast. And the Beast kind of blew up on top end, you know, trying to pull it out. It was a close race. My driver slept the light a little bit, but it was cool, you know. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you can't cry about racing. Racing is something that we all do for fun, not for a profession. And if you want to be the man, you got to come out there and you got to act like you're the man. You got to race.
Right.
So I think that's the concept that people are losing now. Everybody wants to be the man, but nobody wants to take that chance.
Exactly. I got you. All right. Well, on that note, we got our area world-renowned videographer on the line, Mr. LBM. What's going on?
Hello?
What's happening, LBM?
What's going on, Mr. Rick?
Not too much.
How's everybody else? Big George, everybody? Big George still on there?
He should be.
Well, anyway, I agree with everybody else was saying there, Rick, as far as your topic, man. It's killing the sport, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion. Everybody's sipping each other to death because of which car they got or don't got. You know, if you pay in the race, then make a race. That's just how I look at it.
Right. So, you know, I mean, in our area, why do you think it's that way, that people so worried about parts or because two cars don't sit the same, they can't race? That seems like a real big problem here. Is it that,
well, you know,
people just don't have no heart, or you know, these so-called grudge races really just scared races?
Yeah, that seems to be the fever that's going around, because it ain't just here that I'm starting to find out. Everybody's sipping each other to death everywhere. I mean, there's some places you could go and people just racing, but that's not the most part.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it don't matter what a guy got. If I heard somebody on here earlier say, you know, if somebody make a pass and you see him make a pass, you can kind of say, okay, well, me and that guy may be in the same class. We can try to make something happen. It don't matter if it's, you know, what size tire or what kind of chassis on the car.
Right.
And maybe it is a lack of heart. People don't want to wear them losses around, but it seems to be that grudge racing is the only sport where people show up and don't participate. You know, you go to a basketball game, you're going to see people hooping on the court. But you come to the track and see grudge racing, everybody's scared each other.
Yeah.
But my hat's off to a few different people. You know, Big George won. G-Money stepping it up. Buck Harvey. You know, just a few locals that's doing their thing. That's racing every weekend. Trying to keep the area alive. So my hat's off to them.
Yeah, Covey out there and Derek Barnes, they doing their thing. Hatton Boys.
Well, I'm saying as far as on the grudging tip, where though, every time a show come to town, you know, Larry throw a show and all the guys from down south or up north come, Big George always the first one to stand up. You know, I mean, hands down. So I ain't taking credit for nobody else, but I'm saying as far as the guys that you can honestly say who's standing up and racing in this area, it's only a handful of them. And everybody know who they are. So, you know, for all the shakedown kings, you know, do your thing. I ain't got no problem with that either. But don't hoop and holler like Big George say at the track. But you ain't racing nobody. Okay, we know your car pretty. We know it's fast. It look good on YouTube, you know, but if that's what you are, then, you know, do that. Play that role.
Right.
That's just, you know, just my take on it.
LBM.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. This is Running Bell, man. I seen your video that you made from up Maryland the other week. I liked that.
Thank you, sir.
I seen part of it on the internet.
Yeah, I gotta get that VA Grudge site again, so I can post it on that site y'all be on or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Virginia Grudge, VA Grudge.
DA grudge racing dot pro boards or something like that?
No, it's just when I go on, I just punch in VA grudge.
And you get
like that?
Maybe.
He may already have it saved on his computer, so, you know what I'm saying, it just come right up.
Right.
I don't think I got that on my phone. But, we'll find it out and get it to you, LBM.
All right.
All right. Appreciate it.
Mr. Monster.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Good. Well, Monster, about yourself?
What's going on, family? Appreciate everybody giving big shout-out to William on the Saturday the 25th and us Sunday on the 26th. So appreciate everybody's support. So, but, Rick, you know what?
Yeah.
On that topic that you had, May 4th was a perfect example of another thing that we were testing, you know, where we took the split the cars up, New York on one side, D.C. on the other. But what we did on the back half side of that, Rick, we were testing – well, that's the truth back half cars, you guys, right? We're
right.
Working on something now that we're going to be on the phone right after this. I'm actually going to get off a little early, and we're going to look at doing the extreme side, like Sean was saying, where you got the cars, you know, that are the heavy hitters on the back half side. You know, basically a pro mark car with a stick front on the end of it. You with me?
Gotcha.
So we're testing it both ways, so everybody gets a chance to be a part of the show. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah, because it's difficult when you put a race on and you get a lot of cars in there, and those guys, they get frustrated because they don't have anything to race in. That's the whole purpose of what we do, you know, is to make the local guys a part of the big show. And the testing tune guys, and I say this, you know, everybody's got to be – I hear people say things, but you got to understand. And I understand everybody's important, testing, tuning down to it. But when you're putting that show on for them people, that's why those people come out in big numbers to see grudges. And it took me a while to understand that. They want to see locked-in grudge races. They want to see testing, tune, they come on Friday night. When you're promoting a show, you run that – show so that those people in the bleacher, that's their whole purpose. They come there and with the numbers, with intentions to bet money. They fight out. We want to see guys run each other, put something together, because that's what they do. They come to bet money. Because I told somebody a joke. This ain't no, me and Running Bear was laughing. It was enough cash flow May 4th, that Saturday night at Capitol, to take us out the deficit in this country. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Oh, my gracious.
Well, Mark, the most of it was in your pocket.
I don't think so.
All them $20, I seen you come through that gate.
You know, hey, I need to borrow a couple from y'all.
All that $20 I seen come through the gate, we could have built a racetrack in the desert.
I wish it was that easy, my man. You hear me?
Yeah. So,
it takes a lot to do one of them races, and it's a lot of things that people have no idea financially that go on to do it. You know, you might see quite a bit there in the beginning, but let me tell you something. At the end of the night, those zeros dwindle down as quick as they start. So,
yeah,
you know,
you stop paying them bills.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, you know, what we do it for is not the money. It's the principle to the guys got to place the race. I mean, look at the guys in that back half shootout. I mean, any other time, they wouldn't try that. You agree or disagree, Rick? Because they outgunned.
Yeah, I would agree.
So that was the whole purpose.
But that said, what happened with the belt?
George Williams got the belt because the blue Camaro, George Scoot Williams red-lit, but the belt went to Scoot because the blue and white car, Ronnie Bell and Jeff, crossed the center line. You cannot cross that center line. No matter what, you lose.
Uh-huh.
So Yeah, Scoot's got the belt, and he will be returning to Maryland. I just got the call about it.
So Scoot and the Ronnie Bell card was in the finals?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, and Scoot Redlett, Jeff left, but he got crossed up and went across the center line. So Scoot won the race.
Because that was the lesser of the two defaults.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the crossing the center line is they say first or worse. Crossing the
right.
center line is worse.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, they called today and they assured us that they'll be tipping in there with two cars. So right now, what we're looking at is we want to run those guys again because they all talked about how much of a good time they had with it, and they got a chance to be the show, and that's the whole thing. I mean, I understand that everybody won't be the man, but I mean, when you're running these cars now, and I mean, it's a couple back half cars that called me that I know are bad to the bone, you know, and they told me we're going to hit the property probably Saturday night or Sunday morning. And I told them all, we'll get together because I consider them, what I consider Big Sexy, Kenny, all them, Michael, those are extreme back half. That's the name we came up with. Those are called extreme back half. You understand? And for me, you know, I look at both sides because people want to see them badass cars. That's just the bottom line. Them people that pile in them bleachers, like I said, no disrespect to nobody. They can watch the test and tune any day, every day. I try to explain to everybody that gets a little upset is that we didn't intend on crowding the lanes or doing things like that. When you have oil downs, accidents, it takes time to clean those things up. And what happens, this is why it's important for me to say this. If we schedule them back half cars to run at 6:30, we have an accident at 10 minutes to 6, and we clean it up and it's 6:20, I got to get the program going. You understand what I'm saying? Because if I don't, then I got to go explain to Larry T why we didn't finish the race.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand. They get upset and they fuss and cuss, and I try to explain to them, as soon as you let me run these back halves and get the show part out of the way, then I can go back to the testing team. Because next year at Capital, I'm not running a bracket race. I'm moving the no-time cars in the lanes 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I'm also going to call no-time. It'll be the last two numbers being even numbers will run lanes 1 and 2 first. The overflow will go into 3 and 4. And what we'll do, as we clear out 1 and 2, we'll call the odd numbers into 1 and 2. By that time, 3 and 4 will be cleared out. So if you got odd number cars, they'll be able to fill those lanes. So the test and tune guys got more time. See, it was a big learning curve. Nobody expected 200-plus cars up there, Rick. And bikes.
Yeah, but
I what we do is we try to look out for everybody, the test and tune, but I need everybody to understand. If you want them people to come there and be a part of the show, you got to give them a great show. You know, and we mix and mingle different things in, pro mod bikes, outlaw imports. I mean, it takes time to put all that together, and when you lose time from oil downs and things happening that we can't control, everybody's patience needs to be a little more understanding for us.
Yeah.
Because we could easily say we're not going to run that part of the show. But that's not what we want to do. We want to take everybody to be important because, like William Brown said, that's the people that you don't want to lose is the regular test and tune guy because they bring their families there. But you also need everybody to work together as a union, and the promoter, work with the promoter. Say, hey, how long before we going to run, or you got to buy me a hamburger or something, to immediately just go off on a guy, and we trying to clean up the racetrack or we trying to clean up, you know, something that's seriously dangerous. We're not going to always say, hey, this guy had an accident. We can't haul up and say we got gasoline out on the racetrack. You know, we got to figure a way to get that thing settled down so that nobody gets hurt. So
I'm sorry, I took up some of the time of the show with my little accident.
Yeah, but like I said, and I say this again, Rick, you saw it for yourself. We were not moving that car until we knew you were safe and it was safe to move that car. I'll take the heat 100 times over rather than move that car and it's wasting gasoline out there than everybody standing there on fire. I'll take the heat from people. And I don't have a problem with that, you know? But I got a problem. I got to make sure you're safe. I got to put you in that ambulance. I got to make sure you're safe, you know? And if somebody got a problem with that, they welcome to call me, and I'll explain it to them. The safety side for me is the most important. If I have to sacrifice the safety, Monster will stay home. And I know Larry will do the same thing.
That was a thought process of all that was involved at that time, even down to Bradshaw and the guys helping him load the car on the flatbed. Nobody wanted to do anything too fast, you know, regardless of how long it took. Although, you know, we wanted to get it out of the way in a quick, timely fashion to get the show back on the road, but again, nobody wanted to do anything and move too quick. But I appreciate all that.
And like I said, you know, we want everybody there. We want everybody to be a part of what we do, but we want them to be a little more understanding. When things happen, we're trying to keep the show moving so that we don't lose the interest and people stop coming, then we have nothing to go for. You know what I'm saying? And right. I appreciate everybody, and they welcome to call me if they disagree with how I say or what I'm saying, because, once again, everybody's important. But when we put that show together, that's why those people piled in there, because it was something that they wanted to see. You know, and as we get the show out the way, we open it up for the testing team. You know, and the same thing will be happening in Maryland. We got a couple classes. They're going to run the early part of the day. We're going to get them out of the way. I'm going to work the schedule. I have it all set on Tuesday when I meet with Royce at MIR, where the guys in the shootouts, they'll be hitting the track between 4 and 5 o'clock. We're there till 10 at night. So if they hit the track and be in the lanes ready to go on time, when I set up the big cars to run, I'll run them behind the big cars, the final of the big cars, then we should be able to hit every hour till 10 o'clock so that they can be finished racing. And he will go over if we need to at Buzz Creek, because his curfew there is 2 o'clock, but he won't go there. He'll give me what I need. And Mr. Bradshaw, just so everybody knows this, Rick, when that last car, unfortunately, my main man had his mishap.
Yeah.
It was massive, massive gasoline out there that we had to struggle to get it up and keep it watered down, even when they put it back in the trailer. And he was so concerned about holding up the race, man, I felt bad. I said, man, you better get in that ambulance and make sure you okay. You know, that meant a lot to me that he said, Monster, I'm so sorry. I was like, man, you better get in the ambulance. I can worry about this. Mr. Bradshaw looked at me. He said, big money. It's 11:58. What you want to do? I said, Mr. Bradshaw, I said, I like to finish races. What can you do? He said, I got it. I said, what do you mean? He said, let me get this car off. We're going to start cleaning up now. So as soon as I get this car off, and we got a little bit to clean right here, you get those cars fired, we're going to go past the curfew. I'll deal with that on Monday. I mean, that was big of him to do that. You know, because he could have easily said, that's it, I'm finished, you know.
Right.
And he didn't do that. He stood like a true man would do in racing. And when I hear people say things or they don't understand, he could have said, forget y'all, and walked away. But he stood strong and said, we got to finish this because that's what them people paid to see tonight. And people were still there, Rick. When they said that they announced that they're going to run the final, people parked their cars and came back up to watch it. I was like, wow. You know? So, right. You know, I'm grateful for that. I mean, you know, Running Bear, he drives her from Virginia. Joe and them, they bring Joe, I think the counter, he had 103 cars up there. You know, that's huge. You know, so I'm humbled by what happened, but I also have to make people aware that you know, everybody's important. Everybody supports us. We support everybody by putting these events together, but people got to work with us and not always think that we're trying to, like William Brown said, take their money or do anything. When those accidents and those fall downs happen, it just creates havoc for the program. And if you pay attention, I constantly are pushing them guys to get back up there, but I also got to remember, when you're dealing with nitrous oxide, if that engine isn't cooled down enough, then you got a bigger problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just wanted to get that out of the way because I had got a one or two people who made a couple comments to the Speed and Speed Unlimited, and he said something that really didn't fit well with me. And I just wanted to come on today and explain that the test and tune side is something we put in so everybody can race and be a part of the big crowd. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with not understanding that when we put those shows, the shoot-offs together, it's so important to get those shoot-offs off because every time you go to that internet and they don't finish that shoot-off or that race, how bad is it on that internet?
Yeah, it's terrible. Really terrible.
Yeah, and that's why if we always finish the race. So...
I got a racer that's in the queue that says he has to put somebody on blast. It's the MD.
Yes, sir. What's going on, my brother?
How you doing there, sir?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Thank you a little on the weather tonight, bro. You all right?
Yeah, I'm losing my voice for some odd reason. I'm not sick or anything. I'm just losing my voice. But I'm good.
Okay, okay.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Nothing much, man. First, I would definitely want to comment on what Monster just said, how these people pay to come in and see locked in races. That's for sure. You know what I mean? And I just want to reiterate on what I received a phone call from you Sunday saying that a gentleman tried to message you on Facebook and say that he was looking for me. And he wanted to do something at Monsters. I'm glad you got Monster on the phone because he said he wanted to do something at Monsters race. And Monster could hold the money. And I'm accepting it. We can lock in tonight while we're on your show. I can go right to a Western Union tonight, Monster, my deposit if need be. If he want to do it on Will Brown's show, that's fine. If he want to wait till next day to come to Maryland, that's fine. What's Jim's name? Theodore, I don't even know what kind of car he's got, but as long as he's driving this a back half on nitrous with automatic in it, I mean, we can do whatever, for whatever. I don't really have a number for him. I think you might have a number. If you want to get him on, see what he want to do, we can lock up tonight. I'm ready.
All right. Yeah, look, the way we work with that, you know, we old school. You tell us you're going to do something, he say we're going to do something, it's done deal, you know? And it's not well, my show, baby. It's Larry T's show because y'all going to get me fired. I'm just the guy that get to keep you guys safe and put together the program and try to mix and mingle things going on. I appreciate you guys shouting out, and no matter which one it is, William Brown or us, look, we got enough gasoline. You can run it both. How you
doing,
brother?
He specifically said, you know, he specifically messaged my brother Trigger Rick and said that, you know, he wanted Monster or whoever to hold the money. I guess he, you know, trust y'all big names in the game. And but you know, bottom line is, I'm ready. We can get him on the phone. We can take care of this tonight. And that way, I ain't got even, you know, sweat it no further.
Hey, Monster.
Hmm.
Do you have a number for country? Because that's the first.
If I call it, I might lose it. So let me see if he'll pick up. All right.
All right.
Hold on. If I lose you, I'm going to have to call back in, okay? This high-tech phone, man. I'm still learning, all right?
All right, got you. Not a problem. So what else you got going on, Ms. MB?
Not much, man. I talked to my engine man today. He said, went on the download today. Everything looks good, so I'm going to go ahead and call in the morning. I'm going to go pick it up tomorrow, get it dropped in, and I'll try to make a hit on it this weekend. Well, other than that, everything's good. But how you coming along with the Camaro?
Still just waiting on parts. That's about it.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
Still waiting.
That's
so,
what's up.
Actually, yeah, it shouldn't be too much longer. This week would be 2 weeks. So,
calling Holland
maybe.
Bail Bond Service. Please leave a message now.
Maybe next week we'll have some luck and Glass Tech will call us and tell us the front end ready and the shipping.
Okay.
I was desperately looking for a set of pistons to show up today, and I called my guy once, and he said he was waiting on FedEx, and then I called him back later on this evening, and I never heard back from him, so I guess my stuff ain't coming.
Oh, wow. So he's still on that, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna say it's him. I know it's on Diamond. I'm not gonna put it on him. This waiting is killing me. You know what I mean?
Oh, no question.
But if they happen to come tomorrow or any day next week, you know what I mean? We can get the motor together and get it back in the car. It don't take that long. But you know, I guess if it's past Wednesday. Then I'll be out of luck for the weekend, for next weekend.
Okay.
One way or another, I'm seriously going to put a good effort forward to making it down to VMP early Saturday. So I'll be down there with you guys, see what's going on, have some fun, make my contribution to Mr. God damn it, I forgot the man name already.
Yeah, William Brown.
Support William Brown, but make my contribution to the driver.
Oh, Bert.
Bert, there we go, Mr.
Yeah,
Bert.
Yeah. Make sure you come on down, brother, because you know I'm going to need your expertise, your little help tweaking this and this and that, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, you don't want to deal with me, man. I got the smoky tune-ups, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to deal with me.
Well, you know, man, you know, certain clowns you can't listen to, bro. You know how that goes, man. You know what I'm saying? When you on top, man, they go gun for you, bro. You know what I mean?
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? You know, when you're doing your thing, man, it's just like anything, man. You know, they looking at you, take the snips, man, and clip your feet right from under you.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
So, have you heard the topic for today?
No, actually, I got on a little bit late, bro. What was you talking about?
Okay, today I was asking, are the so-called grudge racers becoming scared racers? And the same so-called grudge racers worry more about racing parts versus the car or the person driving the car.
Mm-hmm. So basically what you're saying is just say if somebody got for example, somebody got say, like a big chief head versus conventional head or like a 14-degree head versus a 18-degree head versus if somebody is known to go fast or to cut good lights, that's
yeah.
Pretty much what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of that going around, especially I got two buddies right now down here that's going through the same thing. One, when it all comes down to it, I think one of them scared, another one glad of it, or one of them scared and both of them nervous or something, you know, some shit like that. But, yeah, I totally agree with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it depends. I mean, one thing about Pro Stock Joe, he always said that any two cars can race. I do agree with that up to a point. You know, like Marshall said, you can't take an extreme car and race it against, like, an everyday car. You know what I'm saying? Because the extreme car probably would have to give up too much or whatever to make the race fair. But in some instances, most definitely, I definitely think, you know, any two cars can race up to a point. You know what I'm saying? But right now, man, my main focus is on this guy Theodore. He's sending messages on Facebook saying he's looking for me, so I'm looking for him. And I don't understand why I can't get him on the phone. I got three people down here in Richmond been trying to get him since Monday, and he gave one of the guys a promise that he would be on your show tonight. And I was a little late getting on, but I'm trying to get this deal done. You know, Because, you know, there ain't going to be a race. I ain't going to be in no monster hurry to go up the road to buy and get this man all my money to get my engine back. So.
Go ahead and give up your money. You're going to get away in here.
Yeah, man, with the heavy hitters coming down here, and I'm quite sure a lot of them will stay open and come to Maryland the next day. Still probably a lot of action.
I would really love to be ready next week, but I had to keep my fingers crossed real tight.
Yeah, well, like I told you, man, you know, F Capital, man, anything I can do for you, bro, help you, just let me know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure. But I never officially gave Monster and Larry Monster, you know, Quarter Mile Brothers, you know, shout out, man. That was a hell of a show. That's one of the best shows, literally, that I've ever been to, and it made me proud because it was a show that the DMV threw. So, you know, big shouts to, you know, Monster, Larry, and, you know, Quarter Mile Brothers, and the LBM for the video today. I seen it too, man. Video nice. And I also want to give a shout out to Indy Cut, man, because one thing I can say, Indy Cut do support our races, and this ain't nothing he just started, because years ago when Rodney Jones used to have his Boogie Down shows down Dinwiddie, Indy Cut made them all. He did. So, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Indy Cut too, man, you know what I'm saying, between him and LBM, man, them guys, they on top of their game. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I'm going to be on here. I'll just fall back and go on mute. If y'all need me, I'll be on here because I'm not going to hang up until, you know, the show go off. And, you know, you got a couple different numbers to get me if this guy come out the bushes. And I ain't trying to get cocky, but I dare his ass to come out the bushes between now and the 25th or the 26th. I dare
him. You ain't trying to, but you dare, huh?
Yeah, I ain't trying to be cocky and no shit like that, but I dare his ass to come out the bushes. As long as he come out with a back half car and he drive it, I dare his ass to come out the bushes. I dare him. I'm going to fall back, bro. Like I said, I'll be on the line if you need me. You know what I'm saying?
All right, no problem, I got you.
All right, that's what's up, bro.
Who was that was just talking in the background? Okay. What about you? Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's going on with the horseman? I heard. What's going on with the horseman? I haven't heard much about them in a while.
They're coming out. I think they came out last Friday with a new car. I think they tested and they're going to be at Brown Show. They're going to be at Monster. And then I think the first of next month, we're going to head down to the Indian Reservation down there in South.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard from Kenny or Pete or nobody, you know.
They were on the show last night.
Oh, yeah, well. They just, you know, kind of been kind of quiet on Facebook. They've been normally doing a whole lot of talking. They've just been real quiet. Your Pete ain't called me and raised no fuss. Just did all that cheerleading for JC before the 4th. But
yeah.
I guess it's all good. Marcia, are you still there? Oh, Miss Fox, body, did you get Monster back there?
Monster, your mic is on.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. What you find out for us, Monster?
I can't hear you. What'd you say, Rick?
What you find out for us? Was he available?
No, country wasn't available.
Okay. Well, Miss Indy, I guess you're going to have to wait and see what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Marcy, where the New York guys at?
I don't know. Joe, his son wrestled. He's in the state championship, so they out where his practice is tonight. So they might be
okay.
In the queue, but they probably just listening.
Yeah, they probably just listening. They got on hand.
Yeah, we got quite a few. Joe told me, though, quite a few of them coming back to the 26th because they had a good time on the 4th up there at Capitol, so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we had so many of them so many of them took over the queue last week. You know, I figured they would be back with more BS to talk.
Nah, they
maybe need a break.
Yeah, they actually had me laughing this week. A couple of them called me this week, and the video's up on the one where the Mustang. So the Mustang is definitely coming back from what I'm hearing. So yeah,
hey, this,
so
this the Mustang that run race Donald.
Yeah, they tell me that he's gonna bring that car back. So yeah. Well, we'll see. Like I said, if the creek don't rise and God do give us a good day, we're going to do what we do, man. Just have a good time and put on a show. As my main man, Big George, say, we there to put on a show for them people in the bleachers, and that's the whole thing. You know, to take care of those people in the bleachers, take care of the racers, make sure the track, you know, is okay, and people are safe. So, you know, I mean, I give them big props. When that mishap happened with you, buddy, by the time you come to a stop, man, people were pulling up everywhere. And that's what's important to me, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't want to recollect that moment too much. But
me either, but
it is what it is. And I appreciate everybody that was involved for a speedy response to that. But. Hey, I'm sorry that I took up some time of the show myself.
I'm not worried about Rick.
That
doesn't affect me. What was more important to me is making sure that my brother was okay, you know? And, I'll take heat from him for 52. I got big, broad shoulders. I can deal with people. I can deal with anything that doesn't constitute what I believe is right. And what's right for me was making sure you were okay. That's the most important thing, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
if I have to give him back their money
to make sure you're safe, that's what we'll do. You know, the safety of you and the guys is, and I'm starting to see that a lot. People put that aside to worry about what you racing, and I'm not going to do that, you know? And like I said, you get back right because you got some people to thump, you know.
I want Mr. Ronnie Bell again. And look, are you hearing me? This is in my nice voice. I would like to line up beside Mr. Ronnie Bell's Camaro again.
No problem. And
I don't think it's going to happen next week. That's just my gut feeling because I don't think I'm going to have my parts to get my motor back together. But I like to challenge Coop for that belt.
No problem. What we might do is we'll get with Joe, and if you don't get your parts back straight on the August 3rd race, I'm going to definitely run that shootout. But I'm also working on something, and I can go ahead and let the cat out the bag. The import guys called me. They got 17 cars that were willing to run for the import outlaw belt. 17 of them, Rick.
Hell, that's a real big up there.
Yeah.
That's real big up there.
Yeah, but we're going to do a couple different things. So it's just based on how things work out after the 26th. So.
All right, well, Mars, I just made a comment about the horsemen, and just that fast, we have Mr. Gene to come to the rescue. Mean Gene, what's going on? Gene.
Gene, your mic is on.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. I've been on mute listening to y'all boys.
Seem like y'all been on mute. We ain't been hearing from you. What's going on?
We're just trying to get that new car straight, trying to get the motor straight and the other two cars. We just got a lot of them down right now. We got one car going.
I was told you made a hit last week and looked like you had like a 0.9860 foot he clicked it off about 100 feet. Any truth to that?
G?
Gene's call was stopped.
Oh, I was about to say Gene must have got cricket. Okay. Well, we got anybody else in the queue, Ms. Foxbody?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Let me ask this other question. Does Grudge Inc. have any races going on this month that I'm not aware of? It's Foxbody. Right. Yeah, Gene.
Sorry, Gene is back on.
Okay. Yeah, Gene.
Yeah, Rick, my phone died, buddy. I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah,
now,
we went to.
I was saying that I heard you made a pass last week and said you laid down to me 60 foot, looked like you went like a .998 something. And when you clicked it off about 100 feet.
I tell you what, we got the best racers in the world right here in Virginia and the DMV, but we got some lion ass people.
Well, I mean,
hey,
you know, I guess it,
we
I guess
saw
it
the video now. You can't tell us but so much now. She was moving in that
if
video.
If you saw the video, you seen that big 540 pass then.
What's up, big boy? I miss you. What's up?
We had a good time. Wicked Bird come down and joined us. We were glad to see him pull in the house. It was one of the Grudge boys that we knew. And he was glad to oblige us. He said, first time out, you know him. He jumped right on us with all the claws.
Well, what happened with that? Because I from my understanding, he didn't run Mr. Bill Harris, and the race with you all didn't jump off neither.
I think he closed the plug up or something. He had some motor problems. We locked in the money and gave it to the DP man. It was $500, but it was something to do. And we were gonna give him the back tire and the clear. But he hurt his motor and couldn't do it. And Bill, I think, popped a head gasket. He couldn't run him. And the track was terrible.
Uh-oh. You can't say that, Gene.
The track was awful.
They're going to be emailing you. You can just say it didn't work for your car.
No, it didn't work for my car, nobody else's car. And that's putting it real nicely.
Oh boy.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'd also heard that the track wasn't prepped very well, which was a surprise for that racetrack because he says. Got
well, you can't start prepping a track at 4 o'clock and let the guys come run on at 5.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that from my understanding, what I'm told, that the track is known to be a good track. And that was probably the worst that anybody had ever seen the track for whatever reason.
Yeah, we never got down through there all night. We made it to about 3:30, and Kenny started looking at walls on both sides, and I think he lifted.
Gotcha. Yeah, them walls, looking at the walls, they nice, man, let me tell you.
Yeah, I think I'm glad he rolled out when he did.
See, nothing nice.
You come along on your car?
Say that again.
Did you come along with your car?
Yeah, we just waiting on parts, that's all.
Yeah, I know.
That's a waiting game. That's all. What's going on with Jimmy?
I think Kenny's trying to get his back together now, just like the boys said, we're gonna make the race in Maryland and we're going to make the Memorial Day race for William Brown and them. Then we're going down to the reservation.
Okay. Has Kenny stopped playing with the Chevelle yet?
I swear, man, he's working so much he's trying to, but he's trying to keep up with the demand. You know what I'm saying? Trying to keep two cars going, a house, all that stuff. It's just hard.
Yeah.
I was
hoping
you
with the bank rather going to Capitol tomorrow night. We made an offer that we really can't refuse, so we're thinking about coming up to Capitol tomorrow night. What's the conditions up there on a Friday night?
I hate to say this, man, but when I'm not racing, I don't really look at the weather. So I don't know what that's supposed to be tomorrow.
I'm talking about the conditions. How do they do the track on a Friday night? Is it pretty, in pretty good shape?
Yeah, we never really have a problem up here at Capitol. I mean, some can't get down the track. I personally have never had a problem getting down the track. I had an issue on the fourth where I couldn't get off the starting line, but it wasn't the track. It was something going on with the car.
Right.
So I could probably attest to Capitol would be on point. What was the offer?
Well, Wicked Bird made the same offer, and we didn't know if we wanted to make that drive or not. We came to Capitol tomorrow night, so.
Okay. Well, I would highly doubt that you guys would be disappointed with the track prep.
I think if we can get off working time to make the trip, we're going to try.
We got a real good prep guy at Capitol, Rick. Rick knows stuff, and it'll be there.
Okay.
It'll be there.
And if you don't feel that it's comfortable for you in the car, you go out and ask him. He'll go prep it a little more. That's how they are.
Well, good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, if we can make that trip, we're going to damn sure make it. Because we like him. We like the race.
Excuse me.
Well, gentlemen, I got to take care of some business, and I just want to thank everybody for their support. Gene, you do owe me a hamburger. Did you remember that?
Oh, I remember that. I ain't forgot.
All right, so I'll feed you on the 26th because Larry's aunt is cooking. So I'll feed you on the 26th, but you got to promise me you got to give me that Charbroiled hamburger, deal?
10-4.
All right.
You got it.
All right, Rick, Miss Fox, Bobby, George, whole family. If I miss anybody, it ain't because I'm just getting older. I can't remember all these people's names, you know?
All right, Marshall. Well, I appreciate you coming on and giving us some good words today. Look forward to being on next week.
Runner Bear, I got something for you. Joe just called, texted me. He got something in the works for you.
All right. That'll work.
Yeah. So if G Money don't tie your shoes together, I'm gonna help get them tied for you. All right.
That'll work.
I'll call you tomorrow. All right.
Okay. All right. And look, all right. I'm trying to send you a picture, and let me know if you get it.
Okay. You got all my right. email, right?
Well, I'm sending it to your phone.
Okay. Don't be sending me those. Hey, I gotta send you a picture they sent me today, Rick. They got a small block Chevy 2 out of New York that's coming down on the 26th. And in the picture they sent me, it says, Beware Maryland. I'm going to send it to you, all right?
Yeah, send me that. I don't know who that is.
All right, man.
All right. Well,
sir,
wrap with you.
Thank you, guys and ladies. Have a good evening.
Mr. MD, I don't know what's going on, man, but I'm getting nothing in return. On the situation for you there, buddy.
Yeah, Rick, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, you know, you got a couple of numbers reaching yet. If need be, you know, call me anytime you get the call. You know, Monster said, you know, he ain't had no problem with, you know, whatever. So it's whatever. I appreciate, you know, trying to stay on top of this breaking news. But, you know, I figured these were going to bushes.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can send a message on Facebook while I'm on the phone.
Okay. That's
if,
what's up.
Get you through. So G, what else going on with you guys down there?
What's that?
You there, G? I said, what else going on with you guys down there?
Same old. Like I said, just trying to get the cars and stuff ready. We had them out and running good, and a couple of them got tore up. So
So we're just trying to put them back together. I think Kenny's working on his motor, and he's going to drop it back in.
Okay. I see y'all got a Super Chevy show down at DMP this weekend, huh?
Yeah, that's all right if you're a bracket racer, but I don't think none of us are going to that.
Okay, okay. We got you. What's going on with Pete? Pete got his ride together yet?
I think Pete's working on his too, if I ain't mistaken.
You're sharing stuff, man.
Gotcha. All right. Well, this is Fox 5. This is Fox 5.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I'm trying to talk about my messed up very white voice so you can hear me.
You're doing very well.
Do we have any other callers in the queue?
We do not. We do not at this time.
All right. Well, we ain't got but like 20 more minutes, but if it's all right with everybody else, unless somebody else got anything else they want to say, I think we can probably just go ahead and shut it down for the night. And get ready to go have some fun this weekend wherever we may land. Come back next week, do it again.
Cool with me.
Anyone have any final comments? All righty, then that says enough for me. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and shut it on down and come back next week and have some fun on the air again. And Mr. MD, I'm going to I can't send a message while I'm on the phone because my sucky Sprint service is not allowing me to do anything right now. So once I hang up, I'll get on in and send Mr. Theodore a message and see what we can get going with that.
Okay, bad. That's fine.
And Running Bear, I look forward to seeing you hopefully next week. And if you're going to do some racing this weekend, good luck to you. And that's it, folks. We're gone.
Hey, Rick.
Good night. Have fun. Yes. Yeah.
Can you hear me, Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ahead.
Oh, man, it scared me. I'm sorry. Somebody got
what?
Baby. I said it scared.
What's happening?
Man, I'm sorry, dude. I'm down here in Laredo, Texas on my way back, and I forgot to call in. I said, let me call my boy real quick, show my support. What's no good, Rick?
I'm losing my voice, and I ain't got no engine parts, and I can't get my damn car together. That's what I know.
All right, man. I'll give you my credit card number. Go ahead and order what you need.
Well, no, it's shit already ordered. I'm just waiting. You got me excited. Let me start. The parts are already ordered.
Yeah.
Parts are already ordered. Just waiting on it to show up. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop over at Rick's Race and DJ Grant's Race on the way home. And I'll call you and let you know what's going on down that way when I get there.
All right. That's what's up. But
we
about to end the show. There ain't nothing else going on. But I'll hang up and call you back.
Okay, call him back.
All right.
All right, everybody.
Say good night. And
all right, Sammy.
Enjoy their weekend.
What is Sammy?
All right, kapow. Good night.
Kaboom.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.